And so men are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't even respect them.
That's true. Men are stupid. And yeah, we shouldn't respect them.
Yeah. And that's the end of the podcast.
No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, know they're going to kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about everything and anything.
Or anyone.
In a not so straight fashion.
You know what? I also figured out why I can't remember it.
What?
Because like anything and everything is kind of interchangeable. And I actually feel like it should be anything and then everything, not everything and then anything.
No, because it's everything and anything because the next line is or anyone.
No, I know. But in terms of just being like, okay, it's any... Wait, anything? Like,
okay,
anything?
Stop trying to doubt this podcast, god damn it. We already said it out. This is our third
anything
season.
Anything or everything.
My name's Antonio, god
my
damn
name's
it.
Clarence.
And today we have a very special guest in the house. She is a Drag Race super fan and a super fan of this podcast and a good time friend of ours. She's a street dancer, a producer, and apparently she just won an award at the Grammarlies for Best New Artist.
Oh, Grammarlies?
Yeah, it's a fake award show. Can you just go with it?
I was going to be like, because Grammarly is that like application.
Yeah, I know.
That affects,
and oh, she won an award
really
for that.
Do good grammar?
I have decent grammar.
Enough
anyways,
to win an award.
Yes.
Anyways, introducing Shara.
And I did win an award. Vince was my date.
Ooh.
And Antonio, you were my date as well. It was a throuple.
Oh,
remember?
Nice. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we were
matching outfits.
We were all matching and we had the same outfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
Just you're out of it. Just
yeah,
out of
yeah, I was stop paying attention.
You weren't there. In the end, you weren't there.
But yeah, how are you feeling today, Sharon? Are you excited to be on the pod, the one that you've been listening to?
I'm very excited, the one and only fan.
Only fans.
I listen to this while I do OnlyFans.
Oh,
and I skate
naked.
Do you
naked.
Actually do OnlyFans? No,
I don't.
I wish that you did.
I wish I did.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. And then we could talk about it, and then I could get more fans.
That's true.
And more
so
money.
Hypothetically, what would you do?
Well, I would skate naked, obviously, and wear like masks and stuff.
You should just do like a thing where you like skate like into things.
I could.
Just like.
Would people pay to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel
yeah.
Like, yeah. You the know, weirder, the better.
It reminds me of this thing of, like, I mean, I don't know if she had an OnlyFans, but then she got money off of it. There was, like, this, like, Asian woman who, like, smashes her face into bread.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've seen her.
Did she
make
money off of it, though?
Yeah, she made, like, a YouTube channel, and she had, like, a million followers.
Yeah.
And, of course, at that point, you get, like,
but
money.
You know, that's always the thing, though, is, like, the person who gets, like, the most money from that and the most famous is, like, maybe that was just, like, chance, because you don't know how many... like people before her have smashed their face into bread.
That's
and
true.
It didn't work.
Right, right. That's true.
You never know.
But maybe so. She paid homage.
Homage.
To the bread smashing
community.
Or just smashing into things community. That could be me. I could be a part of that community.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On roller skates.
Roller
and naked.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. I'll give y'all
10%. Finally, our first sponsor.
10%. I'll sponsor this 11. Podcast.
11.5.
Okay, you're pushing it. I said 10.
Anyway, so what we normally do with our guests is we have like a Q&A, just super speed fire questions.
Fire.
You just have to answer what's first comes to your mind.
Oh.
Just so that our listeners can get a little bit of a chance to know you a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Are getting yourself
I'm
ready?
Getting competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have sent me the spreadsheet.
The spreadsheet is on the drive that you made. Stupid.
Yeah, but you need to tell me to look at it. If I just did that to you, you wouldn't look at it.
Yeah, I would because I know how I plan things. See, this is where we're having like a little bit of a tiff right now.
Yeah, no,
it's
we're having
right.
a lot of a tiff because I feel like the things that you say you want me to do, you don't do yourself.
The show's character.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, we can just do both of these because at the end, it's fine. Okay, here we go. Speed fire questions.
Okay.
I feel like we always change the title for this.
Yeah, we do. But do we have like another title for it? Sharon's
Shore Fire.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
French fries or salad?
French fries.
Muscular arms or muscular legs?
Muscular arms.
Mm. Vulva cupcakes or penis cupcakes?
Vulva.
Ooh.
Support the women.
Yes, it's true.
Whacking or voguing?
Whacking, because I don't know how to vogue.
Glitter or rhinestones?
Rhinestone.
I'd actually pick voguing over whacking.
Oh, wow.
I'm more of a fan.
I watch voguers more, yeah. But yeah, I just don't know how to vogue.
So
I just say whacking.
Madonna or Mariah? Oh. Really?
I'm gonna say Mariah.
I knew that. Okay.
Don't kill me.
Okay. You're a butterfly? No, what's that?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, butterfly. Lamb. We're huge fans.
I knew it's an animal.
Iguana.
Okay. Sex in the car or sex in the public bathroom?
In the car. Ew, bathroom? It's dirty.
That's true. But sometimes people get off of that.
I'm not a fan of that.
That's a gay thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, do you not like gay people?
I'm not saying that I don't. I'm on this podcast. Of course I love gay people.
Our first homophobic. Oh my gosh. Cut or uncut?
Both.
Ooh.
I don't discriminate.
That's true. That's nice. I like
half
that.
Cut.
Half cut. Reality TV or soap dramas?
Reality TV.
Nice.
Armpit hair or armpit no hair?
Armpit no hair.
Oh, I like smooth. Yeah.
You know, I like.
Is that the Asian thing?
Yeah, I'm a slip and slide. I want to slide in there.
You don't want to get tangled?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to be flossing. I don't want to be. I already scrubbed myself. I don't need to get. Exfoliated. I don't need any of that.
Oh my gosh. Is this the self-care part?
Being dominated or being the dominatrix?
Both.
Oh.
I like to switch it up.
What a verse.
I am very versed.
Being stranded in the desert or stranded in the Arctic snow?
Desert. I don't do cold.
That's true. Yeah. And plus you can get a tan.
There we go.
Especially if you're going to be naked and in rollerblades. Like
roller skates?
Yeah, roller skates.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Manicure or pedicure?
Neither.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't do either.
Just
and I'm not
the
a fan.
Cure.
Yeah, just the cure part.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yes.
All your fans on that. Yes.
So you think you can dance or America's Best Dance Crew?
Neither.
Neither. Yeah, I'll say America's Best Dance Crew.
Boxers or briefs?
Both. Boxer briefs?
Boxer brief.
Boxer briefs.
I do like boxer briefs better.
Yeah. So uncomfortable.
We're going to move down here.
Wait, what do you wear then?
If it's Yeah, I just wear boxers.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, that's like the most straight part of me. Except that's for they have like, sometimes they have penguins on them.
Okay.
Penguin boxers.
you got to keep it gay somewhere.
Yeah. These ones are otters.
Oh my god. And they're holding hands.
When I'm just like romantic and cute, I'm always like, I just want to wear my like little otters that are together.
Aww.
That's the only type of holding hand action you can get.
Shut up.
Hats or toques?
Toques.
Blondes or brunettes or jet black hair?
Jet black hair.
McDonald's or Burger King?
So if you don't know, I'm a vegan. So I'm going to say neither.
So which has the best vegan option? Yeah.
I think Burger King does.
Actually?
I think so too, actually.
Yeah. I think Burger King actually has like more of a inclusive menu.
Yeah.
I thought that McDonald's would have because I feel like they're bigger and they would have had to like...
Maybe
I mean?
If it's not from here.
Or maybe they just like, because they know that like all the like vegans are just like, fuck McDonald's and just like they don't even try.
And maybe it's that too.
Yeah. Marvel Universe or DC Universe?
Marvel.
Marvel? Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Japanese food or Korean food?
Korean.
Yeah, of course. Because she's Korean. Because
I'm Korean.
Last one.
Oh, labia minora or labia majora?
Majora! Obviously, got to keep it big. Yeah, the juicier, the better. The bigger, the better. Obviously.
Well, I kind of want to like ask because so I'm not a vegan, as you know. But
wait, you're not?
I'm not vegan.
Gosh, really?
But you've been going to McDonald's all this time.
And Burger King.
Yeah, that's true. I know. They had like the Beyond Meat thing or whatever.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. It's vegan.
Yeah, I guess just like you're vegan and that's like amazing. I guess like what's prompted you to start being veganism?
So I was going through a breakup. Oh. As y'all have known, and I was kind of feeling down, as you might say, and yeah. I was reading a book, can't remember what it was called, and it talked about the environment, and I just had this like epiphany of like, if I were to have kids, which I don't want kids, but if I were to have kids, and I can't imagine them living in a world where they would not know what like a panda is or an elephant or something, because if we keep going down the road that we're going, we might not have those animals or et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
So I was just in my feels, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go vegan.
Oh, oh shit. Like, you vegetarian before that?
No, not at all.
Oh, so you went straight cold cut.
That's how she much harder. She went straight from Menorah to Majora.
I did.
That's big.
Yeah.
Big Majora.
It was. I told you, Majora is the one.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I thought like there was like a phase that like you kind of did like pescatarian or vegetarianism for a bit.
Well, I for a while I called myself dirty vegan, so I would.
Yeah, you are so dirty.
It so just means she's a slut. It does. She's vegan.
Don't get away. Don't get
she
away.
Doesn't eat meat or animal products, but she still drinks cum.
I still eat meat
because it's not an animal byproduct.
It's true. It's
it
true.
Is
it's
an
true.
Animal byproduct.
It doesn't have to be. In my mind, it's not. But yeah, I call myself dirty vegan for when I traveled. So I would.
Yeah, because sometimes it's harder in different places and the cultures that
exactly.
you are in.
But well, I feel like veganism and like vegetarianism is like difficult because it's not like an international thing. Mm-hmm. It's not like every culture is the same in the way that they look at things and stuff like that.
Yeah, like going to Japan, I was like, well, I'm going to just have to. I can't do it here.
Do you eat eggs?
No.
Like when you're in Japan?
When I was in Japan? No, I actually tried.
I tried a panda.
I tried no, but I tried horse meat.
Oh my god!
And I had raw chicken as like sashimi.
Raw chicken?
Yeah.
Isn't that bad? It's like salmonella.
I know that's what I thought, but I think maybe the alcohol might have killed it in my system. But they served like
you were just drinking while you were eating.
Well, no.
I thought they cured it.
No, they did. Oh. But I'm just saying, like maybe I didn't get sick because I was drunk. But
actually,
yeah, it was like a raw chicken sashimi kind of dish thing. And raw horse.
Oh wow! How does raw horse taste like?
I don't remember.
Have you tried non-raw horse, like just regular
horse? No, I have not.
Have you ever taken a bite out of a horse?
No.
Sorry,
going back to veganism.
Oh wow. Okay, that's cool. That's like you know, first card dirty veganism because I like that's it. That is hard. I would say, especially if you're traveling around the world, which you are. You're like critically acclaimed world traveler.
Grammarly
award traveler. I guess like what was like the hard? Like, was there a hard part in transitioning from turning into vegan?
No.
Really?
Not really. Except, well, maybe like going out with friends, but not really. There was a moment where, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it in
say it. We'll edit it out.
Well,
we can edit it.
Well, when, well, when I was with an ex person, we did hang out and he didn't respect my choices and he kind of like, I don't want to say force, but was just like, you're not really vegan, this, and like...
Just like invalidating
and just made me...
Question it?
Not question, but kind of made me eat non-vegan items because he just didn't respect my boundaries.
So you were trying to compromise and stuff like that for yourself.
Well, because I was, you know, a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to swear? Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
We swear all the time.
I know. Oh, I should know this.
We just called you a slut.
I should know this.
Talk about cum.
I should know this.
And eating a horse. That's not a swear, but like.
It could be. It could be a swear.
Cultures.
Yes.
Go eat a horse.
That's a shame. Yeah. It's funny because then like,
So there was also a time in my life where I was like vegetarian. No, I could never. Well, I think I could, but I
do
just,
you like cheese too much?
I like cheese and egg too much. Yeah.
Eggs you like.
Eggs. Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure as a vegan, like you found like other replacements for that kind of source of protein for eggs. Mm-hmm. But to me, I'm just like, you just do so much with eggs, like sunny side, boiled, poached.
I do miss eggs, like eggs, like runny eggs on rice.
Yeah. But I just remembered, like,
have you tried Beyond Eggs?
Is there a thing?
Yeah, no. There is. No, there is.
There
is? It's called Just Egg.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it made out of?
I have no idea.
Have you ever tried it?
I have. It's really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, is vegan food, like, super, like, expensive? Because I thought that, like, it would have been more cheaper because, like, sometimes the price of, like, meat and fish is, like, higher than, like, you know, like, nuts or seeds or vegetables.
That's changing, though.
But I feel like it has changed.
It is changing. It is becoming cheaper. I find it's becoming cheaper because I'm just eating vegetables and rice. So and tofu, so it's pretty cheap.
Right.
I think it's cheaper, I feel like, if you're just buying like the ingredients as they are, like, but then if you're trying to buy like substitutes or if you're trying to like buy food that's catered towards like vegetarians or vegans, I feel like sometimes it's more expensive.
Then it goes up.
I mean, I don't know, but because I still eat horses.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's true. I'm glad that's true because I did remember when I was like, yeah, vegetarian, pescatarian kind of stuff. Like, I remember that it was also like, oh, yeah, like I have a little bit more money in the bank.
You know, though, I honestly feel, I don't know how vegetarian or pescatarian you are, but I almost feel like it's like that time when you just tell people that you're straight, like no one actually believes you and you don't actually.
Oh,
like
when we first met Antonio.
Yeah. I'm pescatarian. I'm vegetarian. Everyone's just like, yeah, sure.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay, sure.
It actually worked for a while. And I made my own like food. And I think that's the one thing I learned about, like, you know, in changing your dietary things is like you actually also learn how to cook. Because is that the thing for you, like being vegan or?
You know.
Just vegetables and rice.
Yeah, there's not a lot of skill that goes into that. Well, for me. And I like to order on Uber Eats. So I ain't gonna lie. I used to cook more when I was non-vegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Like, just do you know how to cook more meat?
Yeah, I do. I actually do. Yeah.
I feel like that's like the situation I'm in. It's like, oh, I should be eating more vegetables these days, but then like I just don't know how to cook them. Meat, I'm just like a salt, pepper, like soy sauce.
But this is the same thing with vegetables. You just like salt, pepper, soy sauce.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but I kind of feel like you need to like, I don't know.
Know
I
the
like,
timing and everything.
And I
and
feel
the
like
heat.
They need to be like good. Like you have to make them like well and like have the like flavor and shit like that. Mm. Whereas like the meat already has somewhat kind of flavor. But if you fuck up the flavor on vegetables, it just tastes like bitter.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
And it's like soggy and stuff. Yeah.
It's like one or the other.
Yeah.
Or it's like you like boil them too much that they actually like lose like
the nutrients,
And stuff. Yeah. Veganism.
Yes.
I guess okay, so I guess this is like a very like bad depiction of veganism, and because it was based off a comic book and a movie, but I remembered like one of like the because it was years ago and stuff, probably like over a decade ago, and I was like, oh, like I didn't know vegan, is it true that vegans can have this? It's like in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is like a movie and a thing, there was like a character that was vegan. And then because they were vegan, they had superpowers.
Oh.
So do you feel like you have a superpower of being vegan?
This is a serious question.
Yeah. Does it like, I guess like.
I feel like, yeah, I actually feel energized and I do feel younger.
Oh. Yeah.
So I think it is a superpower.
Like because I feel like you kind of get more of a balanced kind of nutrition.
Yeah.
Because I think like you also have to be more aware because like. With us,
you're like you have to be more intentional.
Intentional with eating,
it's
like especially like where you get your iron or where you get your, you know, that kind of things that you get from meat. What else do you get from meat?
Protein.
Protein. That's a word.
I also have a degree in nutrition, so I'm always aware. I do.
Whoa.
I have a bachelor's in science.
Oh my gosh,
you're
smarter than Clarence.
Only when it comes to science.
Yeah, but we have bachelors.
Yes. Bachelor of science over here, though.
Ooh.
You have a bachelor of the arts.
Fine.
I don't
arts.
Feel like that means anything.
It doesn't. But I still
if anything, that means that you're more stupid because that's a really dumb degree to have.
I paid thousands of dollars for it, so that makes me smart.
Do you think though that like, oh, actually though, what is your opinion about Because I feel like that's the thing is, like, from knowing you, you're quite, like, chill about everything and just being like, okay, your choice is your choice. You don't, like, push it or something like mm-hmm. that. And I don't know. I know that in any kind of demographic of people, of any kind of belief system, there's always those people in that belief system that try to push things on other people. Do you have any kind of, like, feelings towards those, like, vegans that are like, anyone who's not vegan is, like, horrible and
yeah,
evil?
I think they're just whores. Like, they're just...
Whores?
Yeah.
Are they whores? Are
they, should we... They're, like, whores?
They're not whores. It's just, like, it's just too much. Like, y'all don't need to deal... It's just, like, you know when Jehovah's Witness people are just, like, at your door? It's like that. No right, one needs that.
Right, shoving it down your throat.
Yeah.
I know, I could learn more about Jehovah.
Really?
I hear she's cool.
Is it a she or he?
It's a they.
It's a they.
It's a they. Them. Yeah, it's a they.
True,
them.
Jehovah. Hey, Jehovah.
What's up, person? I'm like, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's like, girl, guy.
I'm like, what's up,
they?
What's up, they?
Yeah.
Oh, question though. Do you think that there was ever a period of time where you thought, like, you know, like, especially as you were getting into, like, veganism and stuff like that, where you did maybe feel that, like, other people are wrong, or just that, like, what I believe is, like, I want to kind of, like,
no,
no,
it's
never.
Just, it's my choice. Mm. Like, y'all have choices too. Y'all are adults. There's information out there. It's up to you. I'm not gonna be like, you should do this, blah 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 blah. Like.
Yeah.
So not nice. About that.
I love that about you though. I love how, like, you're just so, like, solid and then groundedness in, like, your choice, and then but also enough to, like, not be a Jehovah's Witness about it and shove it down people's throats.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it's, like, good to be open. And I mean, this is the thing, like, this is, I guess, like, my kind of, like, thing about, like, belief about, like, that kind of stuff. It's just like, sometimes I feel like some people's attitudes can be, it's like, you're one or the other. You're vegetarian, you're not vegetarian. You're vegan or you're not vegan, or you're this or you're that, or whatever the case is. But I feel like in general, I'm just like, well, you know, I just don't, like, if I could just reduce the amount and not be put off by being like, oh, I am or I am not vegetarian, but mm-hmm. I can just be like, it can approach it in a friendly way where I can just be like, yeah, I'm going to try to eat more vegetables or try to eat less meat. Right. That's better than everyone. Like, it's not realistic for everyone to be vegetarian or vegan, but I feel like it is more realistic for everyone to just look at their choices and just be like, mm-hmm. okay, like, how can I address things? Not for how is aligned with my values, but then also, like, how's, like, creating, like, less pain and trauma in the world, especially to the vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to think about the vegetables.
Yeah. No one's thinking about the vegetables.
No one. No
they
one
have
is.
Feelings too.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, there's that thing where, like, you know, if you're a plant owner, maybe this is going off topic, but, like, isn't it a thing, like, you're, like, supposed to, like, sing or play,
oh,
like,
I
music?
Talk to my plants.
Before you eat them. So I'm going to eat
you. I'm going to eat you good. I'm going to sauce you up and eat you good.
And then the plants get, like, turned on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Lily, you know, you toss them in the salad.
Yeah.
Ooh, toss that salad.
Toss.
Yeah. Any last thoughts about veganism?
Yeah, vegan? What else do you have to say to the vegans and non-vegans of the world about veganism?
Don't knock till you try it. And ladies, apparently it's makes everything down there smell and taste wonderful.
Oh.
Just leaving it there. Just leaving
it
there.
Tip.
Just leaving it there.
Is it because, like, vegetables are, like...
So it does empower your vagina.
It does empower.
That's why when you mentioned it, I was like, it...
It does.
It does. Oh my gosh, yeah, the original top.
I have the power.
Yeah. You don't know what this can do.
It was a labia minora. Now it's majora.
Wow. Yeah, oh, it so. Does. I'm happy that, like, my topic, which was veganism, does it empower your vagina? And it does.
It does.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy about that.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't have realized that if I didn't point it out.
Yeah. I have a bachelor in fine arts, okay? I can't think that way.
I don't think ahead.
Every
episode. Just go with it.
I'm feeling curvy and I'm learning. I'm feeling curvy. And I'm learning.
I'm going to pass this to you. You can
learning.
and curvy.
Ta-da.
See what I have to deal with all the time.
I know.
I feel like I also want you to do a compilation of all the times you just said, just go with it, just go with it. I don't know if you record all those.
I did record it, but I just edited it out.
Yeah, just do a compilation, like a special episode of like 30 minutes of you just go with it. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
And then someone can do a mix and add a Vogue beat.
Just go with it. Go with it. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Learning curves.
Yeah. So I guess this segment is we're talking about learning curves, about learning something new, a new skill, a new information.
Education,
especially since like we're all in our 30s now and like getting older, like. Is learning harder now and stuff. And we have special guest Sharon here, best new artist, to give some insight in that as well and just kind of chat about what it means to learn something new and if it's possible to do it at a later age.
I definitely think it is. I actually saw a post and it said, you're never too young or too old to learn something unless you're a man. I was like, it's actually true.
That's so true.
I'm like, yeah, like, because whenever people look at women, it's like, oh, you're too old to do this. Oh, you're too young to do this. But when it comes to a man, it's like, oh, that's great. Yeah. Gold star, oh, A plus.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, I feel like that today, though, they like that's what they're saying about, like, I don't know, like there's the men's movement, but there's also like something else. That like, but I think that this aspect is true is like women are actually succeeding better in education and in their like in terms of actually, yeah, like more in the like academic sense than men. And then I also saw something that was saying that like men developmentally are actually behind women by 1 year. So like when they're kids and they're growing up, like girls actually learn faster. They learn language faster and stuff like that. And then like men are actually behind. So when you put them in school together at the same age, actually the girls are more developed than the guys. And so men are stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't even respect them.
That's true. Men are stupid. And yeah, we shouldn't respect them.
Yeah. And that's the end of the podcast.
Learning curve.
Yes. Learning curve. Men are stupid.
Because they have no curves.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well,
just
some
like
do.
Yeah,
some
they
people
do.
some
those ones learn the best. Yeah.
So men, get some curves out there. Yes.
That is the learning thing of the day. Get some curves.
It's like talking to a guy who was like from Seattle or whatever like that, and then I was just talking about like, you know, I really love biking. Like I feel like it's great for the environment. I feel like it's great
for some reason. So we're just talking about like gender and stuff like that. When you said biking, I thought it's like it's a king that's bi.
I thought so too. I was like, it's like is this new term?
Yeah, it's like
I don't
a new
know.
Term. It's
a
like bi-king. A biking.
like a drag king. Yeah. Like a biking.
Yeah. I really thought that's what you said.
We're really on topic.
It's all right. Yeah, learning curve.
Learning curves.
But I was talking, actually, this is kind of learning though, because like I was like talking to somebody about like how I feel like the way that cities should be designed is like, okay, less cars, more bikes and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, actually, like, I don't really feel like designing a city, like doing city planning around bicycles is a good thing because it actually like doesn't include people who are differently able or have mobility issues because of the fact that anyone who's biking is usually able-bodied.
Yeah.
So to a degree, you're like if you're going to structure your entire city around that, then you're alienating an entire group of people. And I was just like, and so in his opinion, the money should be put into public transport,
right?
Yeah,
as opposed to bike lanes and bike whatever.
Which I agree. I think so too.
Yeah, I
think it's just which it's something that I had no idea about or didn't even occur to me because I am not.
You're not
part
living
of that
reality,
or
have
don't,
that. Yeah,
like know many people within that community, so I'm just unaware.
Right, right.
So, and I think that's just like natural. Like, and I think that's the thing too is like you can naturally be like. You can be unaware and then you can be educated and then you can learn about it and then change your mind about it.
Right.
And then I think that there's also some people who are just like so set on, again, kind of just feeling that like, okay, well, no, but my issues are still my issues. So you're not willing to listen to that because you want to focus on how you can change
reach your
for
voice.
Yourself, yeah. Which is a lot, potentially a lot of like
harm.
White women.
Yeah.
That does make it easier. But I think I said people of color and thinking the whole because I have a wide range of friends, so I'm hyper aware of everyone's privileges and not privileges. Right. So I think that's why, for me personally, I said everyone, because I have people, I have friends who are trans, queer, etc. Yeah. So I'm thinking of the whole versus, like, I think a lot of white people don't.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't think they don't either. Like, I feel like it's just like this weird, like oblivious
kind of 100%.
Like, upbringing, maybe. Yeah. I just feel like, or bubble that they sometimes live in, where they just really are unaware of certain things and stuff, and what they do and to other people, and the behaviors that they actually do to other people.
But I think that's, like, I guess my question is, like if they're unaware of it, is it really their fault? Because you can't control the things that you're unaware of. And to a
it's
degree.
True.
Well, that's why we kind of
try to learn.
Well, but that's why.
But
we
are they willing to learn?
But that's why. Well, I think it's.
And the other thing that I was going to say, and I feel like this is, like, attached to the whole, like, learning thing. Actually, sometimes I feel like what gets in the way of your learning is when you've accepted something as true, for you to then change your mind about it. It's almost like it's so difficult because it asks you to unravel a lot of things. And actually, taking it back to learning. Like, the older you get, I think that's, like, the more difficult, that's the difficult part about learning, is because you have already learned so many things, and trying to unlearn them can almost be more difficult than learning new things.
100%.
Because before you can learn something new, sometimes you have to unlearn something that you already thought that you knew.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, then, like, maybe it's like this whole segment should be about, like, how is it to unlearn?
Unlearn.
To unlearn.
So are we talking about self?
Care.
See, self-care.
We got to self-care.
Three together. Yeah. Yeah, see, this is what I actually wanted. You guys fell into my trap. We're talking about everything. See, this is what a Bachelor of Fine Arts does.
It manipulates.
You just make up shit and then hope it stitches together in the end. And
it's called manipulation. Manipulation is the key.
No, but I agree with you. Like, in terms of, like, unlearning stuff, like, it's really, like, hard. Like, I mean, I know I'm, like, also, like, I mean, life is, like, always learning process and journey, and we're always trying to figure out new, like, new things come up in society and new things and stuff happen. So, like, how are you supposed to, like, deal with it, and how are you supposed to deal with the previous experiences of what you have to this new reality that you could be living in and stuff like that. And it's, like, doing that, so it's difficult. And that's, like, the process of life.
Yeah. I think therapy and having these conversations would help. Honestly, to help unlearn and learn.
But I feel like that's even the thing. I'm like, among, like, older people, sometimes it's like their indoctrination about therapy is like, therapy means I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Therapy means that I can't handle my life. Therapy means that I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for, like, the younger generation, it's like, no, therapy is a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
So it's like a good sign. So again, that's, like, something that I feel like it's difficult for people to unlearn that perspective,
right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Before, for them to be able to learn something new or have the space to learn something new.
Yeah. I actually kind of want to go back, because then you, Sharon, you kept saying about, like, you know, like, you're in, like, circles where you have more different kind of perspectives of life, being, like, friends with, like, queer, gay, trans people and stuff like that. And you also said that, like, people of color are, you said that maybe more inclusive or being more open. And it's funny because you're saying, like, yeah, like, having these kinds of conversations is, like, one of the first steps to unlearning. But part of me is like, yeah, as people of color, I do feel like we are more open and susceptible to talking about this. Do you think?
No.
Or because I just feel like, do white people talk about this shit? Like,
I don't know. I feel like maybe white people talk about this shit because there's white guilt.
I mean, these days, I feel like that's, like, a big aspect of it. I feel like why people do things. But I was going to be like, no, because my mom is a person of color.
Yeah, but that's, like,
also, she is so, like, that's also not trans friendly, not this, like, not understanding, you know what I mean? And she technically is a person of color.
Right. But I guess that's also a different kind of generational. There's another layer to that. Yeah. She's like older, and she has a different kind of generational upbringing and education and
but
stuff.
I mean, like, even think, you know, I don't know if you have this, but, like, when you were going to school, did you have the Asian part of the school that, like,
like, I mean, the Asian part, like, everything's in Chinese or Japanese?
In my high school, there's always, like, the different segments of the school. So, like, you know how they had the different common areas? So the common areas, like, were sometimes, like, really white, all the jocks, all the popular kids. And then in the side, like, in the other corner, there were the Persians. And then in the other corner, there was the, like, the other Asians.
Like in Mean Girls. Like
cool Asians. And okay. I'm just like, yeah, I think that people of color in my life, or a lot of my mm-hmm. friends just happen to be people of color mm. these days because I feel like I kind of relate to them.
That's so racist of you.
Why don't you include white people?
They're included in everything. I think it's tough because like growing up, I went from like a multicultural place to not so. So I've always, from Toronto to Vancouver Island. So I've always been hyper aware of like cultural differences. I've always been like, in high school, there's only two Asian kids, me and this Filipino guy. Oh, and the rest were either white or indigenous. So I've just always been hyper aware of like
the differences.
It's tough to like come from a perspective where like you just see this, but it's also because of the environment I grew up in.
That's true.
Well, I think it's like a mix of like your personality and then also like your experiences and stuff like mm-hmm. that, because I think that this is also something that I think about too. It's like if you didn't really have any examples, this is like taking it back to like the Asian thing in media, but like if you didn't really have
include everything.
See, I told you it's working.
It's a three combo episode. But if you didn't see any examples of yourself, like in a way of like being like, you can identify with a group of people because I look like them and I can relate to them. I feel like sometimes it does actually force you or push you to think, to relate to people who don't look like you, because otherwise you would have no one to relate.
Well, that's called like assimilating, right? Yeah. So I had to assimilate. So moving from Toronto to Vancouver Island, I went from a place where
you moved to Vancouver Island?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I know, right? But like,
this is the whitest place you could go.
I know, right? And like, and when I was 10, I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to leave. That was my goal.
Wait, what was that, like the age? What's the timeline?
So I was born and raised in Toronto from when I was born, till obviously. Till
where you conceived in Toronto.
I was conceived, yes. I moved there when I moved to Vancouver Island when I was 9. So by the time I was 10, I was hyper aware, like, I need to leave. Like,
was it Toronto or?
Toronto, yeah.
Okay. Like city, in the city.
Yeah, in the city. Okay. I was born, raised West End. If you know West End, what's up, ooh. West End?
West End here, it's just like the gay part of the city.
Yeah.
Is it? It's the West End.
No, but it's not West End, it's West Ton.
Oh, West Ton. West Ton. Yeah. I mean, I know the six. Shout out to Drake.
Sponsor this podcast.
Thank you. You're getting it. Yeah.
See, I listen.
Could you imagine if Drake sponsored our podcast?
He has a song called About Weston, so
about gay people. I'm so inclusive. Right?
If only. New track, new track.
Drake.
I saw an article where he apparently likes getting his ass eaten.
What?
Oh, that's nice. Good for you, Drake. Though. Yeah, guys like that.
I've never done or received.
From the butt?
Do you think your current partner would be into you?
I've asked.
Yeah, I know. I remember this thing that you're trying to convince your current partner to try to do some alliance plan.
Yeah, and I always say it's for science.
It's for science. I say
it's for science.
Yeah.
Because I'm a scientist.
I have a degree in nutrition.
Yeah. Bachelor in science.
Bachelor of science.
Now I'm going to do nutrition of the ass.
It's true.
But so wait, you went to Vancouver Island at an age of 9.
Yeah, so by the time I was 10, I was hyper aware that I need to leave the island because...
Wow, that's like 1 year of just like living...
Well, when you grow up in like a multicultural place where...
What was difficult about it?
About moving?
No, about living in the Victoria.
Vancouver Island.
Right. Living in the whitest place.
When there's no one that looks like you.
Yeah.
But do you think it's also like the way that people treated you?
I don't think so. I think it's just like...
The ignorance?
The ignorance. It was the ignorance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's... And it was kind of crazy to think of how open I was at that age because I was like, man, by the time I was in grade 5, I was like, I need to leave. Like
did you just feel that people were super sheltered?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Because I grew up in that. I grew up in Chilliwack. So I was the only Asian person there. But like, I think that's like, that's in terms of just like kind of like comparing or like contrasting, I'm just like, I grew up in a place where it was like, the ignorance is what I knew.
but you were born there. Yeah.
As opposed to if you're moving from Toronto.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, because she had a previous knowledge of what it was like to live in a multi-diverse
where
like,
people were
culture.
More international, more,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
go ahead to
So wait, what happened after Victoria and then
My goal was to leave. So like after high school, I was like, my goal was to leave. Like I was just working, doing all this stuff, and I'm like, if I didn't get accepted to university, I was gonna join the army. That was my plan B. My plan B
Canadian
was
Canadian or Korean?
Canadian. I don't think I can join the Korean one. I'm not a Korean citizen.
You see Korean?
No, I don't.
Just figure it out.
No, I don't, because of assimilation. So that goes back to in Toronto, I did go to Korean school, spoke the language, but because of assimilation on the island, I lost it all. So
damn white people.
Yeah, right. Stupid assimilation.
Yeah.
They should put back the ass in assimilation.
Yeah. And that goes back to ass eating. Ass play for science.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's all about learning.
Yes, learning curve. See, full circle.
But anyways, it was nice to have this conversation with you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Was very in-depth and got real.
It definitely did.
Hopefully, like, you know, and we thank you for having your perspective about learning curves, Asians in Hollywood,
veganism,
all the topics in one that we spent in the
therapy,
self-care. Everything, yeah. Everything.
Like, roller skating?
We never really touched on.
Yeah.
Touch it in now.
Yeah.
Well,
sum it up, 2 minutes.
Well, because I'm a dancer, it's very transferable to do roller dance. So if y'all want to do some roller skating, hit me up.
Yeah. Sharon, can we say your last name?
Hourly rate for privates is $300 an hour, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Support correct. Your local Asian teachers and stuff by taking Sharon Lee's privates and opening
And if you
classes.
Don't, you're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay $300 an hour.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reparations.
But yeah, thanks for listening and thanks for having us for you coming to our podcast.
Yes.
And clicking button.
Okay. Nothing is set or sand in stone. That's an old man.
I know, exactly. Yes. Ding ding ding.
Yeah, ding ding ding.
Points for everyone.
Yes.
We learned so much today.
We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like it's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old
because we have some production takes a long time.
So
we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like we're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue listening to us, please.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3, and hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not, but anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So you
and share with your friends.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Share. And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because
thank you.
Nothing is set or sand in stone. Oh.